USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What is the universal message of Christmas?
Pope Francis delivers his Christmas message to thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square this morning.
It is that God is a good Father, and we are all brothers and sisters.
Questa verità sta alla base della visione cristiana dell'umanità.
This truth is the basis of the Christian vision of humanity.
Francis says differences between people are not a danger, but should be a source of richness. President Trump's taking the Federal Reserve to task again after stock markets tanked yesterday in their worst day of Christmas Eve trading ever, the Dow dropping 650 points. Trump tweeting, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed." He remains angry that the Fed raised interest rates for a fourth time this year back on Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
A partial shutdown of the federal government could stretch into the new year. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Negotiations between top Democrats and the White House are ongoing, but the earliest possibility for a vote will likely be Thursday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News,
"I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential."
New Jersey health officials telling nearly 4,000 patients who underwent procedures at a surgery center to get tested for HIV and hepatitis B and C, citing deficiencies in infection control at Health Plus Surgery. They say the risk of infection is low, but they are offering free testing at another nearby facility. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A top Russian official says Moscow expects a hotline between Russia and the U.S. military will stay in place despite the impending U.S. withdrawal from Syria. President Trump announcing last week the U.S. will withdraw all of its 2,000 troops in Syria, a move that will leave control of that eastern third of the nation up for grabs. Russia launching its military operation there in 2015 to back its longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Russian deputy foreign minister saying in an interview that would be a big mistake to dismantle the hotline that Russia and the U.S. have used to prevent potential clashes. He says he sees no indications that the Americans would stop that line from operating. There's been no comment from the White House, though. Actor Kevin Spacey is facing felony sexual assault charges in Massachusetts, accused of sexually assaulting a teenage son of a former Boston TV news anchor at a bar in July of 2016. Reports are Spacey is due in court on January 7th, the L.A. County D.A. declining to file charges against Spacey in Southern Cal 3 months ago after other allegations surfaced. And holiday travelers should check the status of their flights before heading to the airports later this week. Severe weather making its way to the Midwest, Central, and Eastern U.S. In fact, a big snowstorm could slam the upper Midwest on Wednesday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.